Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Thanks for listening to Jets fifth quarter coverage. For more locker room reaction, subscribe to the 98.7 ESPN New York Jets podcast wherever you get your podcasts. And keep listening to the home of Jets football, 98.7 ESPN.
Real quick, I'm going to address the Elijah Riley injury. He's good. He's checked out fine. He'll travel back with the team.
Yeah,
I'm still trying to get the details, but I know he'll be traveling with the team, so he's got motion, he's got all that stuff. So, is he here now? I don't have that answer. He'll travel back with the team, though.
Coach, can you talk a little bit about the difference in the offense from the first half, where it was very creative, to the second half, where you only gained 54 yards and three first downs?
You know, it's we had a good drive there going in that second half, the one that resulted the turnover. We get the explosive on the screen, we get the explosive in the run game, give up a sack fumble, and it just you know, we just could never get anything going. You know, if you want to get drives going, you got to be good on third down, you got to extend drives, and it's just something we weren't doing in that second half. I can't answer that. You know, it's tough for anyone. It's their side too. You know, these guys they put in so much work, and to see one of their own, even for the Dolphins players to look at Elijah down, I can tell you it's not comfortable for anybody, but that'd be a better question for them. You know, they did a good job getting the man coverage and all that stuff, which is the best way. Just play them with like good eye discipline, and you know, they were early in that third quarter establishing the line of scrimmage from a defensive standpoint, and then, you know, even the drive that we had going with the two explosives, like I talked about, we finally get something going, and we gave it back with a sack fumble. So, we could never get anything rolling in the second half in sustaining drives, and that comes back to converting third downs and staying on schedule and staying in third and five, manageable third and fives. So,
Robert, several weeks ago, a couple months ago, we were talking to you guys about your starts, how things were slow in the first quarter, and then you guys refined it in the second half. It seems like it's almost been the flip of that, you know, against the Eagles and here today, where it's you guys start well and then you really fall in the second half. Is there any reason for that? Is there anything you can put your finger on for why?
No. Again, it comes back to, you know, in the simplest terms, offensive football is a rhythm. Creating sustaining drives, getting first downs, and keeping the ball in manageable situations. So it gets to third and five, third and six, third and seven, and you got to beat man coverage, and you got to win your one-on-ones. You got to win your one-on-ones in protection. Quarterback's got to deliver the ball where it needs to be delivered. So, you know, obviously it's something we'll look at, but I don't know if there's anything that I can put my finger on right now.
Robert, the first thing is getting the ball out pretty quickly. You talk about the rhythm. I think you guys have a good rhythm early on there. Was it a matter of the coverage just being better on Miami's part later? Or what did you see out of that?
Again, it's lack of rhythm, right? I mean, you're getting some three and outs. You know, we had a chance to really do damage there. You know, we have the ball to end the first half exactly the way we draw it up, see if we can score some points, see if we get a lap opportunity. We missed out on both of those. Defensively, we just couldn't hold up, gave up 14 straight. But the resilience for the defense to step back up and get a couple of turnovers. But as far as the offense is concerned with Zach, you know, there is a rhythm thing. Yeah, they're going to change their pitcher, especially with when things were going well in the first half. They're going to change the pitcher on you. They have to. And he's got to be able to adjust in game also.
It seemed like in that second half, too, he was holding the ball longer. Maybe the first half, I mean, the thing was out of his hand.
Yeah.
Does part of that have to do with the receivers not getting open, with the protection breaking down, with kind of double pivoting again and not just seeing it and throwing it?
Yeah, when we go back and look at the tape, there's going to be one-on-one ops that we need to do better at from a receiver standpoint, but there's also going to be situations where Zach will be able to look at it and say that he's got to get rid of the ball. He's got to find an outlet. He's got to get it to somebody. But to pinpoint it on something right now, I'd be doing you a disservice.
Robert, they answered me being 31st in the league rushing. Being guys getting 185 yards. Just how disappointing is it that the run defense continues to be a problem?
It is disappointing. You know, there's a lot of missed tackles in the run game. It's clearly not good enough. So, the last 3 weeks, the same way we approach this one. This is the underlining message is that this is December football. You have a Dolphins team trying to stay in the playoff hunt. So we got everything they had. We gave them everything they had, and I promise you, they gave it right back there because they're trying to stay alive and stay in the hunt. And winning games in December is a grind. It's a back and forth battle, and it comes down to the fourth quarter, and it comes down to a few plays that make or break you. And so I'm proud of the guys for the resilience and the fight. And there's going to be a lot of things that we can learn off of from this game. But we've got, like I said, 3 games left of December football to learn how to win these games. Because I promise we're going to be in these positions. And what can we learn from these from this season in terms of December football and what it takes to win these games going on the next year when we're in this position again to be able to close out. So,
you had not had a first half lead, I believe, all year. What was the vibe in the room inside? What was your message?
It's the same message in terms of execution. Obviously, we have a lead. An opportunity to go. The message didn't change from the beginning of the week in terms of just a challenge of running the football, playing good defense, scoring points, and keeping points off the board. I mean, it's not revolutionary. The adjustments are made and all that stuff, but the mindset to win in December always comes down to the second half, especially in the fourth quarter. The ball in your hand with a chance to go score. That's all you can ask for. No, I think the guys felt good about where they stood. You know that I know we did as a coaching staff. I know the players did. We were running the ball well. We were playing good defense. We were good on third down. We were moving the chain. Zach was doing some cool things off schedule, and so there was a lot of obviously the vibe was good. It just didn't come to fruition.
DJ, then Connor.
You talk a lot about the rhythm offensively, which is why you had the struggles for the first half, second half. Since Zach's been back, the offenses they haven't crossed the 300 mark yard. How much of that falls on Zach to try to continue to keep the offense on in rhythm?
It's everyone's always going to look to the quarterback. I mean, that's just natural. But it's I call me old school. It's a collective effort. It's receivers winning one on ones. It's O line protecting. It's the run game going. It's and then obviously it's Zach delivering a football where it needs to, delivering the ball where it needs to be delivered in a timely manner. So it's not all on Zach. It's on all of us. So.
We've talked to a lot of people about the run game. Just kind of going back to that a little bit. I mean, this isn't necessarily like when you have Kamara, an all-pro back that's gashing you guys or things like that. I mean, is it getting to the point where you're almost lost for answer or lost for a way to try to find a fix when now it's like the Dolphins are now piling up close to 20 yards?
Yeah, credit to them first. They did run hard, but, there's that's not good enough. So I just not that we don't have answers, but we got to do a better job just from a schematic standpoint. We got to do a better job tackling.
Robert, on Quinn, was that the same thing you've been dealing with, and just got worse or pain?
I haven't gotten an update yet, but obviously it's that same shoulder. So.
Thanks for listening to Jets Fifth Quarter Coverage. For more locker room reaction, subscribe to the 98.7 ESPN New York Jets podcast wherever you get your podcasts. And keep listening to the home of Jets football, 98.7 ESPN.